Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and redeemer. Amen. Please be seated. So I wonder how many times in the past you've made resolutions, and how is this year going to be any different? I wonder what plans you have to make changes in your life this year, and I wonder how that's going to come into being. But I also wonder what happens when you encounter God along the way. That's our hope always, and that's the hope of the Epiphany season, is that we are going to see God in a new light at all times and in all places. Excuse me. The people that we hear about in Isaiah have lived through tough times. We've talked about this a number of times. They lived through tough times. And as I was pondering the readings over this past week, I was thinking about, I don't know why this came to me, but I was a medic at Fort Sam Houston at the end of the Vietnam War, and the POWs were being sent back. And as they would go to Guam first to get some medical care, and then they would be transferred out from Fort Sam Houston. And so I heard some of their stories then, but I heard more of the stories over the years as I was a counselor. And I thought about them sitting wherever they were, listening, waiting, hoping, looking for that opportunity for freedom, listening to the sounds of friendly aircraft and saying, is this going to be the time? Is this going to be the time? And how in the world they endured through the hardships and maintained hope and got to see the other side. And I think that's what the people of Israel were feeling. They were taken over by other armies. They were in captivity. They had no idea when their rescue was going to come or how it was going to come. And for decades, for generations, they waited. And they hoped, and they yearned, and some of them kept the faith, and some of them didn't keep the faith. But what good news today to hear from Isaiah, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has shone upon you. And Isaiah continues, for deep darkness and gloom enshrouded the people, but over you the sun will rise. And then Isaiah continues, to bring the promise, you will go back home and nations will stream to your light. And then he describes how your daughters will come home and they will bring camels and they will bring wealth and all nations will come to your light. And you will be provided for. There will be an abundance. And as they're hearing this good news, it then continues that the kings will come and they will offer you gifts of gold and frankincense, and they will praise the works of the Lord, for the glory of the Lord will shine upon them as well. And so we've heard this a million times, and it's kind of in the back of our mind, and when I see it, I say, wait a minute, they brought gold and frankincense? That was the promise? And we forget it. We tune that out. We've heard it so many times, we don't hear it anymore. But what I hear is also, you will come back to home, the home that you may have never known. You will experience an abundance of God's light and gifts and hope and freedom and justice. And if you continue to read, all nations will know you are blessed because you're going to care for your poor and your kings are going to be righteous and just. That's the promise that we receive today on the Feast of Epiphany. Today is the Feast of Epiphany, but the Epiphany season continues for a couple of weeks where we are called over and over and over again to see the light of Christ in the world. And not only to see the light of Christ, but to be the light of Christ. So today we hear one of our favorite Christmas stories, the We Three Kings. We sang it as we came in. We saw the kings process in with their camels. And it reminds us of that story that we've heard, but it also invites us to also come and to witness the king. So I always wonder, who are these three kings, and why did they come, and where did they come from? And legends have sprung up over the generations. It's interesting, throughout time, we've now named these three kings, and one is very old with a long white beard, and one is very young with no beard at all, and the third is dark-skinned with a thick beard. And it's like, we don't even know how many there were. We don't know exactly where they came from, other than they came from the east, is what we're told. And they came bearing gifts. And they came to Herod because they saw the star, and they followed the star because they believed that meant the king had come. A new king had been anointed. And so they went to Herod and they said, well, where are we going to find this king that has been anointed? And what it says is Herod was afraid. And all Jerusalem was afraid. And I think about the peoples of that time living under Roman occupation, wondering when salvation was going to come, wondering when life was going to turn around and when they were going to see the glory of the Lord again. But at the same time, we don't like change. When somebody says, okay, so where's the new king? We all get a little bit afraid. What does this mean? What's this going to bring? Is this going to be the one? And so Herod, in his fear, collected all of his advisors and scribes and priests, and he said, so where was this king supposed to be born? And they said, well, Scripture says, the prophets say, in a little town of Bethlehem. And so Herod, making this story up, says, please come back when you find him and tell him so I can pay him homage as well. But they had been warned in a dream that that wasn't true. And so they go to Bethlehem, and they find the child. And they kneel down, and they pay him homage. And they open their treasure chest, and they offer him the gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. And then, warned in a dream, they go home by another way. And I think about all of us have that in us, that seeking, that yearning, that hoping, that we want to find. We want to find that fulfillment. And when I think about Herod being afraid, and Herod was, he was a great builder. He built cities. He built amphitheaters. He rebuilt the temple. But at the same time, he was a merciless, bloodthirsty man who killed all of his male offs, all of his male relatives so that they couldn't become king. And he was afraid. And I wonder, that fear that we also feel, I think it's that spiritual hunger, and we get it mixed up. And I think that spiritual hunger and yearning and hope that we all have within us, we try to fill with food or things or power, thinking that that's going to bring us security, that that's going to satisfy us. But what we know deep down inside, that the only thing that can fill us and satisfy us is the light of Christ, is that knowledge of salvation, is that knowledge that we ourselves cannot do it, but there is someone more powerful that has and will continue to watch over us and to bring us to salvation. So when I think about New Year's resolutions, and I think about the changes I need to make in my life, and I think about the possibilities of witnessing God this year, I also think about that not only are we called to seek the light of Christ, but we're called to be the light of Christ. Amen.